We welcome you back to the Two Guys Named Chris Show. There's BB Shay in here.
What's up?
Can't help but notice your t-shirt you're wearing there.
Yeah, I got a new one.
It's a new one.
It's a new one. Approximately.
It takes a second to process it.
It's a Warner Brothers logo, it appears to be.
Yes.
But it's not quite.
Not right. At the top, it says, if you see the police, Warner Brothers.
Yep.
You got to keep us safe in these streets,
that's
man.
That's right.
You know?
If you see the Warner Brothers.
Yeah.
Now, when did that first enter the parlance of our times?
I remember seeing these shirts when I was in middle school.
Long time ago.
This has been around for a long time. Yeah. And I've always wanted one. I've just been afraid to wear it.
You feel this is appropriate for the workplace?
I think this says a lot about the state of our industry.
And now, in this scenario.
Yeah.
In this scenario, BB Shed, the shirt you're rocking. Are you the brother?
You're the brother.
I'm the brother. You're the brother. You're going to let me know when the police are coming.
The police?
Yeah.
If I was a black guy and saw you wear that, I'd slap.
Stolen valor?
Big time.
What is stolen valor? No.
That's cultural appropriation.
That's not.
Stolen valor.
Let me say this. Chris Kelly, think how far things have changed. When you got into this industry, the first man you worked with wore a suit
and tie
every day to do his job as a radio disc jockey. The last person you work with, probably BB Shay, will have on a shirt, probably on your last day, that says, if you see the police, Warner Brother.
Oh my.
That speaks volumes about this industry.
That really does show.
So I'm going to be the best man in a wedding in a few months, and this was my best man gift.
That?
Yes. This was my gift for being the best man.
I know you've always wanted one.
He knows me well.
Yes. And as Biggie says, you're flying to the Grand Tetons for this guy.
Yeah. You're going to the Montana for this guy.
Bear country.
Yeah. I might get eat.
You might get it up, and you're going to wear your all you got was if you see.
Oh, his shirt said police, not bears. So I ate him.
Okay. You're going to be in that meeting upstairs
with this shirt on.
Yeah.
Does anyone have any serious business? I would say no.
Doesn't appear like we have any serious business left to discuss. Let's go to Peyton, who is on the line to play. This is the Big Money Celebrity Family Feud. Peyton, you can have Biggie, you can have Chris Dimmer, you can have BB Shay. Who you got?
Biggie.
Biggie is the choice. All right. You will, Biggie and this Matt's partner will be the first captains. Matt, you can have Chris Dimmer, BB Shay. Who you got?
Let's go Chris Dim.
Christopher Dim is Matt. The choice here. Here's what happens. We'll have Biggie and Chris Dim come to the center of the room and be ready to shout their name. Biggie, you ready?
Yep.
Chris Dim, you're ready.
I'm trying to warn a brother.
Okay. Shout your name when you know the best answer to this. Top seven answers on the board. We ask 100 married men. Give me a B word that describes your wife's bottom.
Biggie.
Biggie.
Big.
Show us big. Number two is big, Chris Dim.
Beautiful?
Show us beautiful. Number one answer is...
So these surveys were not answered alone.
Beautiful. Okay. That means that Chris...
If you see my wife, Warner Brother.
Chris Dim and Matt have control of the board. Matt, we'll let you choose to play or pass that. There are five left. 100 married men were asked. Give me a B word that describes your wife's bottom. Beautiful and big are out there. Matt, you want to play or pass?
Hey, let's play.
I'm playing. Okay. That means, Biggie, you and BB Shay and Peyton think of an answer to try and steal it. You might get your opportunity. Let's just see. Five answers left. 100 married men ask. Give me a B word that describes your wife's bottom. Beautiful, big, and Matt, what do you say?
Bootylicious.
Show us bootylicious. Number six is bootylicious. Back over to Chris Dim. No strikes and four answers left.
He took mine. Bouncy?
Show us bouncy. Number three is bouncy. Again, the question, and now there are only three left. There were seven. 100 married men were asked, give me a B word that describes your wife's bottom. Beautiful, big, bouncy, and bootylicious are gone. Matt, three left, no strikes. What do you say?
Let's go with bodacious.
Show us bodacious. Number four. Number four is bodacious. Now we have only two left, and you still don't have a strike. Trying to sweep it here. 100 married men were asked, give me a B word that describes your wife's bottom. Beautiful, big, bouncy, bodacious, and bootylicious are gone. Kristen.
Oh, God. A B word.
Mm-hmm.
Buxom?
Show us. Buxom. That's pretty good.
Those are your boobies,
though.
That's
more boobs than butt, but yes. All right, Matt, now you have a strike. First time you're in any danger here. The other team will get a chance to steal if you have two more strikes. 100 married men, give me a B word, describes your wife's bottom. Beautiful, big, bouncy, bodacious, and bootylicious. What do you say, Matt?
I'm thinking maybe breathtaking.
Show us. Breathtaking. No, but I like the answer.
Yeah.
All right, that's two strikes. Now that means Chris Tim has to give one, or Peyton and Biggie and BB Shea, in this case, will get a chance to steal it. 100 married men ask, give me a B word that describes your wife's bottom. Beautiful, big, bouncy, bodacious, and bootylicious. Chris Tim to keep it going, or a strikeout.
They're two. Bad. Left.
Show us. Bad. All right, we have a strikeout. Biggie's the captain here, and that means that Peyton and BB Shea will suggest answers to him. He's got to get it, or round one will go to Matt. Peyton, which do you say now? Again, it's 100 married men ask, a B word that describes your wife's bottom. Beautiful, big, bouncy, bodacious, and bootylicious are gone. What do you say Peyton suggests for Biggie?
Bold.
Bold. Do you have any other suggestions?
No.
Okay.
I can't think.
All right. BB Shay.
I put bumpy or badonkadonk or bitchin'.
Bumpy, badonkadonk, bold, or bitchin' is what you have, Biggie.
I kind of like badonkadonk.
Mm-hmm.
If the others have been there, I feel like that could be. I'm going to go with badonkadonk.
This is for round one. If it's not there, Matt and Chris Dim's team have it. Badonkadonk!
Oh, man.
Pretty strong. Pretty strong.
Yeah.
One, beautiful. Two, big. Three, bouncy. Four, bodacious. Five, blubbery. Blubbery.
Jeez.
It's hurtful. That's hurtful. Yeah, that's
a size word.
Yep. Six, bootylicious. Seven, bubble butt.
Bubble.
Okay, clear the board. Good round.
Wasn't there a character on the TV show Good Times? They called Buffalo Butt?
Buffalo Butt.
Yeah.
The custodian?
The custodian.
Super, or the building janitor? Super. Yeah.
You know the show.
I know that. That's all I know about the show.
Buffalo
Butt. They called him Boogie, Buffalo too, didn't they?
Yeah.
They called him Boogie.
His name was Bookman.
Yeah.
Bookman. And they called him Booger.
Yeah.
And that was really hurtful, I would think. Wallone used to call him Buffalo Butt. Yeah. What's up, Buffalo Butt? Wallone was my favorite character.
You're going to wear that shirt and not do good times.
Wallona was my favorite character. She had a little spice to it, you know. I mean, JJ, of course.
Yeah. JJ.
But Wallona, she called him Buffalo Butt, but his name was Bookman. That's right. All right, round one to Matt. Peyton and Matt will be the captains for round two. They'll step to the center of the ring here. Peyton, are you ready to shout your name when you know the best answer to this?
Yes.
And Peyton, Matt, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Good luck to you. Here we go. Top six answers on the board. 100 people survey. Name a ball a wife might throw at her husband's head if he watches sports all day on TV and doesn't pay her any attention.
Matt.
What'd y'all hear? We have Peyton first. Peyton, what do you say?
A football.
Show us a football. Number two. Matt, you can steal it with the number one answer.
Baseball.
Show us a baseball. Number one answer. Whew. A little surprising.
Yeah.
Four left. Matt, do you want to play or pass that? Name a ball a wife might throw at her husband's head if he watches sports all day on TV and doesn't pay her any attention. Matt, play or pass?
Hey, you know what? Let's play.
Play it again.
All right.
Peyton, you got to try to steal again. There are only four answers left. We're going over to Chris Dim. Baseball and football are gone. A ball a wife might throw at her husband's head if he watches sports all day and ignores her.
Tennis ball?
Show us a tennis ball. Number four is tennis ball. Matt, only three left and no strikes. What do you say?
I'm going to go golf ball.
Yeah. Show us a golf ball.
Good answer.
Number five is golf ball. Name a ball a wife might throw at her husband's head if he watches sports all day on TV and doesn't pay her any attention. Baseball, football, tennis ball, golf ball are gone. Two left. Chris Dim.
How about a dog ball?
Show us.
From the pet.
The dog ball. We got them all over our living room floor now. Dog ball. Not there. Now, we do have them all over the living room floor. Matt, now you have one strike, two left. Name a ball a wife might throw at her husband's head if he watches sports all day and doesn't pay her any attention. Baseball, football, tennis ball, golf ball are gone. What do you say?
Basketball.
Show us a basketball. Number three answer is
basketball. Do some damage.
That is painful. That is painful.
That'll hurt.
Okay, Chris, now you just need one. If you get it, he wins the game. He sweeps it.
Golly.
Baseball, football, basketball, tennis ball, golf ball, and?
Pickle.
Show us pickleball.
Mother.
It's a shame. It's a shame.
Come on.
Give us 5 years. We'll be on
moving up the domestic violence charge.
Got your word. Paddles and balls?
God. Paddle definitely.
Paddles and balls?
Oh, yeah. Ball, not as much. Although Diesel wears eye protection. You know that. Okay, now you have two strikes. So, Matt, you have to get this one to sweep it and not give them a chance to steal it. Otherwise, they will have a chance to steal. A ball a wife might throw at her husband's head if he watches sports all day on TV and doesn't pay her any attention. Baseball, football, basketball, tennis ball, golf ball. For the win, Matt.
Oh, I've got two in my head. Let's go soccer ball.
Show us soccer ball. No, that is a good one, though.
You're saying there's a chance.
There is a chance. It'll be Peyton's call. She's the captain. But Biggie and BB Shea can suggest an answer. A ball a wife might throw at her husband's head if he watches sports all day on TV. Baseball, football, basketball, tennis ball, golf ball. Biggie.
Beach ball.
Beach ball.
Mm-hmm. Wiffle ball. Mm-hmm. Ping pong ball. That's what I got.
All right. There's a lot there. Beach ball, wiffle ball, ping pong ball. BB Shea.
I put a soft ball, a paper ball, bouncy ball, and a hi-li ball.
My goodness. You're a hi-li man.
Yeah, I love hi-li.
Yeah, who doesn't? Fastest ball on earth.
That's what they say.
Okay.
That's, right. As it's flung.
Oh, yeah.
It's the fastest.
The highest speed.
The highest speed in sports. I was just told that recently. Peyton, it's up to you. You can go one of those or off the board. What would you like to say?
Let's go with volleyball.
All right. Oh, volleyball. Nobody mentioned
volleyball.
It. This is to
good.
This is to tie the game, to steal it, and force overtime. Volleyball. No. The answer will surprise you. Bowling ball.
Wow. Jeez.
Dang.
You
heavy duty.
You're gonna do some
send a message.
Now that.
Yeah, they just want to commit murder.
I mean, that's a blunt object right there.
I thought billiard.
Another, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I'd do some damage, too. Billiard ball. What's a highlight ball look like? I don't even know.
I don't know either. Yeah,
couldn't tell you if it's hard or soft. Or
I feel like it's like a racket ball, maybe.
Because it bounces off surfaces.
Yeah,
multiple
it does.
Surfaces, yeah. Right?
Well, recently, like most people, we were watching Padel on TV. This is my friend the Diesel and me. It's Mother's. You know Padel?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So we're watching.
New
we're,
guy in sales?
Right.
Big fan.
Yeah. Padel? Yeah, they just hired. Pretty good. So somehow highlight Diesel says I want to play highlight. You do?
Well, he used to live in Florida.
Oh, that's right. And somebody said it's the fastest ball in sports because it comes at such a whipping pace. And I didn't know that. Right. I don't know much about highlight.